The SWIFT banking system. What is it? Why should we care? Well, there are changes coming to the entire global banking system over the next 12 to 24 months that will significantly affect all of our lives. And what's interesting is that we've been discussing the dire implications of the Federal Reserve launching and enforcing a CBDC or central bank digital currency. However, as we will come to realize throughout this video, SWIFT is about to make the Fed CBDC look like a drop in the bucket. Most of us may not realize the size and scale of the SWIFT banking system. So let's put it into perspective together to help us understand the implications of SWIFT's goal of unifying central bank digital currencies around the world with traditional banking. Here's a metaphor for us. If the United States was a ship and the Federal Reserve, a private central bank, was a kraken that is about to completely engulf us with its CBDC tentacles, SWIFT is the vast, ominous ocean that all countries in the form of ships and all krakens in the form of private central banks with their respective CBDCs are at the mercy of. Look, here's the United Kingdom ship about to be engulfed by the Bank of England kraken, both at the mercy of the treacherous SWIFT ocean. And here's Europe's ship, the European Central Bank kraken. There's Canada's ship, the Bank of Canada kraken. All of them operating on and within the SWIFT system. Ships can only sail and krakens can only swim in the SWIFT sea. So let's take a deep dive into the SWIFT system and their plan to take over the world. Hello, I'm Crypto Casey, and in this video, we are going to learn about the SWIFT banking system, explore their new central bank digital currency platform, the implications of central bank digital currencies, and what we can do to prepare. Let's hit it. Please be sure to check out our sponsors, Morales Money, CoinLedger, and Tangent Wallet. Know when to buy, sell, and hold crypto with the Moneyline tool we've been using for several months now to monitor bullish and bearish trends in the market, as well as find altcoin gems before they pump with Morales Money. Get your crypto taxes done quickly and easily in three simple steps with CoinLedger, a platform we can use for free to see an overview of our gains and losses, as well as download the tax forms we need to file ourselves, upload to TurboTax, or hand off to our accountant. Like Lorenzo CPA, my accountant, you can book a free call with using the links below and invest in your very own cold storage hardware wallet like Tangent Wallet. It's the size of a credit card, multi-currency, multi-chain, and it's by far the easiest crypto wallet to set up and use on the market right now, and it's extremely affordable. So scroll down and use links below to access the correct and official sites, as well as redeem any special offers they have for us. Sweet. As we discussed in the last video together, SWIFT announced recent success in sandbox testing of a new central bank digital currency platform, and they are planning to launch it in the next 12 to 24 months. SWIFT stands for the Society of Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications, and it powers most international money and security transfers. So basically, SWIFT is a company that interacts with and is connected to pretty much every bank in the Eurodollar financial system, not just the Federal Reserve, not just other central banks, not just domestic banks, like almost every bank around the world. So let's check out their plan firsthand. Global bank messaging network SWIFT is planning a new platform in the next 1 to 2 years to connect the wave of central bank digital currencies now in development to the existing finance system. As told Reuters, around 90% of the world's central banks are now exploring digital versions of their currencies. Most don't want to be left behind by Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, but are grappling with technological complexities. And if you've been following the channel for a while now, over the past year or so, I've been joking about how the government and the private central banks lack the ability to successfully create and implement a fully operational CBDC in the next few years, given their lack of technological prowess and such. However, SWIFT's head of innovation, Nick Kerrigan, said its latest trial, which took 6 months and involved a 38-member group of central banks, commercial banks, and settlement platforms, have been one of the largest global collaborations on CBDCs and tokenized assets to date. Tokenized assets, keep this in mind. We are going to get into what that means in a bit, and it's very unsettling. Back to the article. It focused on ensuring different countries' CBDCs can all be used together, even if built on different underlying technologies or protocols, thereby reducing payment system fragmentation risks. Kerrigan said the results, which had also proven banks could use their existing infrastructure, had been widely regarded as a success by those who took part and given SWIFT a timeline to work to. So, what's important to note here is how fast this is all progressing. Look, when we first started talking about CBDCs, or central bank digital currencies, We were figuring a couple things. One, the US is losing its status as the main financial and technological superpower of the world. Two, many countries like BRICS and more are dropping the US dollar and looking to alternatives. Three, each country having their own CBDC would not be an effective or efficient replacement of the current global financial system. And four, how quickly can governments actually create, launch, and enforce a fully operational CBDC? And then, just a few days ago, lo and behold, SWIFT is purporting they have it all figured out. Here's the deal. This is no longer about FedNow payment system, each of us having an account directly with the Federal Reserve, US central bank digital currency. This is actually pretty insane. I mean, the way this is going, we won't be able to abandon our country ship and raft or swim to another ship that may not have a CBDC Kraken problem. Currencies won't be competing against each other. If the global financial system is basically Waterworld with one body of water, the Swift Ocean, there is really no escape. Unless a substantial amount of people, businesses, entities, countries, governments participated in a decentralized system to some extent to where we could transact, buy goods and services we need, etc. If we can't use money, we can't really go about living our lives in modern society. And here's why this is so significant, alarming, and downright draconian. We are going to explore that and more important things we need to know and spread awareness about after a quick word about how simple and easy it is to get our crypto taxes done with CoinLedger and their three-step process. First, we are going to import our transaction activities from all exchanges and wallets we have been using, like Coinbase, Kraken, MetaMask, Tangent Wallet, or similar, with a simple click of a button. Second, CoinLedger will automatically classify our transaction history into the appropriate tax treatment, calculating our gains and losses for all transactions, whether it's in the form of trading, staking, NFTs, or anything else. Then finally, the third step, once we've reviewed everything, we can download our tax report with a simple click of a button. And before even paying to download the tax report, we can view our capital gains and income for free, identify tax loss harvesting opportunities across our portfolio for free, and get help from their support team to review our data if we need any guidance. So we can use the platform for free, and we only have to pay if we want to download our digital asset tax reports, which comes with a 14-day money-back guarantee. And we get the tax forms we need instantly to file ourselves, upload to TurboTax, H&R Block, or similar, or hand off to an accountant like I do with my CPA, Lorenzo. Straightforward, easy, safe, stress-free. So scroll down and use links below to access CoinLedger's correct and official site, as well as redeem any special offers they have for us. Cool. Here's why SWIFT's unveiling and impending launch of their new CBDC platform is so significant, alarming, and downright draconian. It involves the consolidation of all the bank ledgers around the world into one global financial ledger. Check it out. Once SWIFT consolidates all of the bank's ledgers around the world, they will effectively control everything. One ledger, one banking system to rule us all. You know all these talks about one world currency, one world government, etc.? Yeah, as we've discussed in this video by clicking on the link above, money is a system of control. And once there is one ledger controlled by SWIFT, which is a member-owned entity, the members being private central banks, the same entities that control our money, control our politicians, control our governments, through this new CBDC platform, they will control absolutely everything. Everything like what? They will have the ability to restrict your access to your money, to freeze all of your accounts if you speak out against or rival their agendas. You will have zero privacy with how you choose to spend your money. They can impose geographic spending limits, meaning if you go into a certain store or are in a certain location anywhere around the world, they can change the amount of money you have access to automatically. They can put restrictions and limits on what you can buy with your money, meaning they can control what you buy and how much of it you buy automatically. They can put restrictions and limits on the amount of money you save, meaning they can force you to spend any excess money you have that is over the amount of money you are allowed to save. They can implement negative interest rates, which means as your money sits in your account, percentages are taken out, which forces people to spend it or pay a fee for saving it. They can put expiration dates on your money, meaning if you don't use it within a certain time period, you lose it. Before your paycheck hits your account, they can take out your parking tickets, child support, student loans, alimony, and any government fees, leaving you with what's left over, which could be nothing. Before your paycheck hits your account, they will automatically take out taxes. And any and all of these violations of our lives, liberties, and properties can be dictated by an environmental and social credit scoring system. With a private centralized ledger, transactions aren't transparent, meaning it would be a black hole for us. Transactions aren't immutable, meaning they could be altered. And what's interesting to consider when we really think about it is that it's not so much the technology that makes this dangerous. It's the mere fact that there is one private entity controlling the entire financial system around the world. For example, George Gammon talks about this all the time. The Soviet Union actually achieved all of these things we just listed together without computers, without this technology, from 1922 all the way until 1991. How? Because there was only one bank for the whole country. One central bank that everyone, all people, all businesses, all entities were forced to use, called Gosbank. History is on track to rhyme and repeat itself, except on a global scale, with technology that is much more dangerous to our freedom, ability to completely control and own our assets, and our lives at large. So, back to that bit from the article about the latest trial of SWIFT's incoming CBDC platform, how it was one of the largest global collaborations on CBDCs, and here's the key term, tokenized assets. Here's the deal. With one world ledger, it won't just be money in the form of CBDCs on this ledger that controls how, when, or even if we get to spend our money. They're consolidating a ledger that will have complete control over everything that we own. Your house will become a tokenized asset on this one world ledger. Your car, your driver's license, your passports, your insurance policies, your stocks, your bonds, your gold, your silver, your art, your rental properties, any certifications, professional licenses, or degrees you have, tokenized and completely controlled by them on this one world ledger. And as we discuss on the channel in this video, you can check out by clicking on the link above, it's possible they are working on a way to ban us from owning real Bitcoin via self-custody on our own crypto wallets, forcing us to own it through them, making a copy of the Bitcoin network and centralizing it to ultimately tokenize it on this one world ledger. And anything on this ledger can be taken from you, like your money, or if they decide to ban gold like they've done before, gone. Or if you did something they didn't like, your driver's license, certifications, professional licenses required for your profession, revoked, suspended, frozen, gone. Yes, it's pretty ominous. This is straight up a 1984 city right here. And like I said, the worst part is the tech is not really a hurdle for them anymore. It's been done before. Sure, not at this scale. However, it's in the works. And there won't be jumping ship going to another country that will save us. Your ability to buy a boat, plane, or train ticket can be taken from you. Your ability to enter another country with your passport, revoked. Your ability to rent a place to live, to buy food, everything will be at the mercy of this one world ledger. Our lives, liberties, and property are in jeopardy, which is why every single human being on this planet should absolutely care about, or at the very least, be aware of, decentralized alternatives in the crypto space like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and similar. And we all need to do our part to spread awareness by sharing videos like this and having discussions about these topics, as it may be our only opportunity to build a better future for ourselves before it's too late. An important step we absolutely need to take, especially as crypto investors, is making sure we completely own and control our cryptocurrencies by transferring them off of exchanges to hold in our very own cold storage hardware wallets like Tangent Wallet. Let's set up a Tangent wallet and transfer our Bitcoin from an exchange to it together right now in less than 2 minutes. Opening the box, here we have the three cards. Next, installing the correct and official Tangent mobile app on our phones and opening the app, tap scan card and touch one of the cards to your phone like so. Next, click create wallet and tap the card to your phone again. Nice. Now that we have a wallet, let's create backups of it. Tap backup now and then tap add a backup card and tap the second card to your phone. Cool. Now tap add a backup card again, and tap the third card to your phone. Then tap finalize the backup process. And now we need to create an access code to secure the wallet. Tap continue, enter an access code to access your wallet, re-enter it to verify the access code, and then scan the primary card ending in the corresponding numbers on the screen that matches that card, holding it to your phone until the operation is complete. Then repeat this process for the two other backup cards. That's it, it's configured and ready to use. Now let's move some Bitcoin we have on our Coinbase account off of the exchange together to hold in our new Tangent wallet. Open the Tangent app, tap scan card, scan the card, enter the access code, scan the card again, and from here on the dashboard, press and hold Bitcoin, then tap copy address. Next, open the Coinbase exchange app, tap the send button, tap Bitcoin, paste the Tangent Bitcoin wallet address into the to field, and tap continue. Enter the amount of Bitcoin we want to send. I always recommend sending a small amount as a test first to make sure everything is good to go. Tap preview, make sure everything looks good, then tap send now, and it's on its way. In a few minutes or so, when we open our Tangent wallet app, we will see the Bitcoin we sent and now completely own and control. Repeat this same process for any other cryptocurrency by copying the corresponding address on Tangent wallet, also making sure we select the right network. Like for example, With Tether, there are many other available networks like Ethereum versus BNB Smart Chain versus Solana and more. Awesome. So if you would like to learn more about central bank digital currencies and their implications on our lives, liberties, and freedoms at large, check out this video. To learn more about how we can completely own and control our assets with Tangent Wallet and all of its features, check out this video. And to get your taxes done quickly and easily with CoinLedger, click on the link on the screen. Like and subscribe for more. Be safe out there.